This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Department of Justice announced it will not bring civil rights charges against the white New York City police officer involved in the chokehold death of Eric Garner, an unarmed black man in New York City in 2014. A spokesman for the department said Attorney General William Barr made the decision himself. Garner died while in New York police officers were attempting to arrest him for selling untaxed cigarettes on the street. The DOJ concluded there wasn't enough evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Daniel Pantaleo, the officer accused of killing Garner, had violated the Federal Civil Rights Act. To do so, Donahue said the government would have had to prove Pantaleo willfully used more force than he could have believed was necessary. There's more fallout from President Donald Trump's tweets telling four congresswomen of color to go back where they came from. Here's VOA's White House correspondent Patsy Wittakuswara.
The president was responding to a question about his Twitter attacks against four Democratic congresswomen, including Ilhan Omar, an American Muslim born in Somalia.
When I hear the way they talk about our country, when I hear the anti-Semitic language they use, when I hear the hatred they have for Israel, and the love they have for enemies like Al-Qaeda, then you know what? I will tell you that I do not believe this is good for the Democrat Party.
Other than Omar, Democratic congresswomen of color targeted by Trump include Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. They condemned the president's remarks as racist. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
South African singer and anti-apartheid activist Johnny Clegg has died in Johannesburg at age 66. He had pancreatic cancer. He was nicknamed the White Zulu for his use of Zulu language and dance in his performances. This is VOA News.